A house is made of wood and stone, but only love can make a home. Welcome to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, helping you make your home into one you'll love even more. Here are your hosts, Dan Hansen and Betsy Thompson.
Well, happy Saturday to everybody out there, Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can tell because it's early.
And because your Fitbit or your phone or a calendar told you it's Saturday.
Right. So Saturday morning. Happy Saturday morning to everybody out there. I'm Dan Hansen.
I'm Betsy Thompson.
And the few people who haven't turned off the radio already.
Thinking, wow,
you're going to be richly rewarded because we get to go for a full hour.
Yes.
And we're just starting.
Oh, no.
It's like that class at school where you think, oh, my gosh, he's been talking for hours.
And it's only been 2 minutes.
And it's only been 2 minutes. Yeah. But it's going to be good today.
It is.
Today is really, really exciting because we've got a topic that we're going to cover in the last segment that is going to be a complete surprise to everybody except for us because we know what's coming.
And you've been wanting to do it forever.
Exactly. I have wanted to do this ever since we started doing this show.
Almost a year ago. Yeah.
Because we had to do it on another station first so they could find out if we were going to embarrass ourselves or anybody. And they somehow figured we could do it. So anyway, we've been kicking this idea around. We're finally ready to talk about it, but we are not going to tell you what it is. Only that.
Wait.
It's the fourth segment, and it is going to be worth waiting for. It is hilarious, entertaining, informative.
And you don't want to give them a hint?
We'll give them a hint.
Okay. So the hint is this. We're going to be joined in the studio by Mark DeVisser from The Plumber Is Here.
Don't say any more than that.
And I guess that's all I can say.
That's all you're going to say.
It's plumbing related. That's what we'll tell you.
Awesome. Now that's coming up at the end of the show. And we'll also be talking about roller covers today, which of course doesn't sound as exciting after that buildup. But we'll do our best to make it fun. It'll be fun. And we'll cut through some of the confusion out there with roller covers.
Right. On top of that, we're going to be in the studio with John Higgs from Classic Stereo to talk about whole house audio. Now it's a super cool and attainable thing, even for, you know, people who might be on a little bit of a tight budget like me and you. And
I'm
guessing many of our listeners.
But before we get into all of that, we've got questions from actual listeners. These are not questions that we made up, which has happened before. Full disclosure.
What?
We've made up a few questions.
Yes.
But these are real questions.
Yes.
In fact, it's one real question, but it kind of branches into a number of different things.
Right.
And the question came to us in an email, and I'm going to just read it to you, and we'll work from there. The question is this. I have a house with a lot of painted woodwork.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was painted with oil-based paint over 40 years ago. Now, what do you recommend for a primer so I can paint over the oil and not have it chip or peel off? So there's the question. A lot of different things. But before we really jump into the specific answer, we want to take a second and kind of walk back and talk about the whole 40-year-plus oil-based paint, you know, 40-year-old oil-based paint that's on the trim here.
Right.
And there is something that we want to consider, and that's the potential for oil or lead-based paint.
Right, because if your house was built before 1978, then there's a very good chance you have lead-based paint in there. And the older it is, the more likely it is that you've got lead-based paint. And the problem is that you can breathe in the dust or you can swallow it. You know, little kids chew on it and eat pieces. That's bad. Or it can also be actually absorbed in lead particles into your skin.
Now, we all know it's bad, but we don't always know what it causes or what it can lead to. So very quickly, the things that you have to deal with because of lead-based paint or lead poisoning can be things like heart disease, kidney disease, or even brain damage. Lead-based paint can lead to that and lead in the home and other aspects as well. But we're going to specifically focus on the lead-based paint. So if you do think it's a possibility that it could be in your home, your home is in that era, you know, those years that it was built, you know, 1978 or earlier,
right.
you might want to consider thinking about this. You can't just ignore it. Those health concerns are not going to go away because you're not paying attention to it or digging into it.
Right. Now, if you have a concern, you can contact the county or the Healthy Homes Coalition, or even the EPA website has some information that will get you started on the right path to dealing with any lead-based paint that you
have. We're not going to go into the big, long, drawn-out what you need to do.
No.
You can get that information online. We'll put links in the show notes. And we just want to make you aware. It's something that we weren't aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Is there are actually programs out there designed to help you take care of this, monetarily even.
Yep.
Michigan has the Michigan Lead Safe Home Program, and if you qualify for that, you can get a free lead inspection for your home.
Mm-hmm.
And then whether you're a homeowner or even a landlord, you could get potentially up to $10,000 or more to help you get the house lead-free.
Right.
Now, you might have to pay a small fee,
mm-hmm.
but it's out there, so it's something to look into. And the Healthy Homes Coalition of Grand Rapids has a similar program.
Yeah, it's called Get the Lead Out, and they're going to do about the same types of things. And again, we'll have some links in the show notes for all of those.
We're actually going to do what we can to contact the Healthy Homes Coalition.
Yeah, and hopefully
and just get an interview
here.
Or something and mm-hmm. talk about all of this, because it does affect a lot of us.
Exactly. But now let's get back to this question and how to solve this specific problem of lead-based paint. Potentially lead-based paint. And, you know, she didn't say that it's chipping or peeling or anything like that. So if it's sound, then we're just going to assume that it is. Then you can go straight to priming over whatever paint is on there, even though it's oil. There's a great product from Insulex. It's called Stix Primer, and it's a bonding primer, and it will stick to everything.
Hence the name.
Exactly.
It's one of those that are really aptly named.
But it's spelled Stix.
Which makes it super cool.
Yes.
And aptly named.
Yes.
Stix is a really cool product, though.
I love
all
that
the joking
product.
Aside, it's a waterborne urethane, and like Betsy's saying, it will stick to almost everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's made specifically for these types of situations where you've got to paint over a surface that might be tough to bond to.
Mm-hmm.
It will bond to things like glass, glossy tile, PVC,
mm-hmm.
you know, plastic, glazed block.
Right.
Pretty
Just
much
about
anything.
Anything that you can't normally paint, Stix is going to stick to.
And you can do that specifically in this instance. We would recommend no scuff sanding at all.
No.
Go straight to Stix. Now, in other situations, if you can scuff sand, that's always better.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're concerned about potential for lead-based paint, we're not going to recommend any scuff sanding. Go straight to Stix. It's water cleanup, like we mentioned, and you can go right over top of it with a water-based paint.
Yeah, that's the best part about all of this. You can also use an oil if it comes down to it, and some people really like to stick with oil. We make ProFlow Primer. That's a great oil-based primer. And again, you can coat over that with a latex paint when you're all done.
Now, when it does come to that finish paint and it's time to get that part of the
mm-hmm.
project done, really, all you need to do is top coat with a good quality acrylic latex.
Right.
And whether you've got the ProFlow down, the oil-based primer,
mm-hmm.
or whether you've got the Stix down, a great product to go over top of your trim would be Repcolite's own Hallmark ceramic paint.
Yeah.
You can get it in a semi-gloss, a satin sheen if you wanted a little less shine on that trim. Our contractors use it all the time. It's their go-to product when it comes to trim, doors, cabinets, things like that. It sprays well, but it also brushes and rolls very well.
Right. You can also use Benjamin Moore's Regal, and we recommend that you use either the pearl finish or the semi-gloss in that particular product. But even better, we like Benjamin Moore's Advance. Now, we like this because it's a modified or what they call a waterborne Elkid. You get the best of both worlds. You get the great leveling and flow that you would get with an oil.
And but durability.
It's soap, right. But it's soap and water cleanup. And that is the key that people are looking for. So you're going to have everything that you need with that product.
So that's basically how you'd go about it. Trim that could be lead-based paint. Prime over it with Stix waterborne primer. Top coat with whatever you want, and you should be good. We're going to put all the links for that lead abatement stuff in the show notes.
Right.
We don't want you to get out there and start trying to do this yourself.
No.
You're going to need to dig into it and maybe hire a contractor. But remember, there are some programs that might benefit you, and we promise we'll get to that on a future segment. I think
Absolutely.
That'll be very interesting.
Yeah,
so,
I think so.
Right. Now, when we come back, we're going to have John Higgs in the studio with us from Classic Stereo to talk all about whole house audio. Stay tuned.
Hi.
helping you turn your house into your dream home. This is the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, presented by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, welcome back, and thanks for listening. We're happy that people are listening. It makes this more meaningful, I guess would be a way to put it, because if people weren't listening, there's really not a whole lot of point to it. And we do love doing it. This whole Repco Light Home Improvement Show, when they first talked about having us do that, was pretty terrifying, actually. But then as the months have gone on, I realized that you could actually pull your weight, Betsy.
Why, thank you.
And you weren't going to be dragging me down, making my star shine not bright enough.
Right. I make your star shine brighter because
you do what you
I make
can.
People believe what you say.
Yeah. It's fun because we get to talk about all the paint and the coating stuff that being Repco Light employees,
right.
we really care about.
But wait, we also get to talk to experts from all over. And I find that to be very fun.
Well, it's very interesting because we get to learn all kinds of new things.
Right.
Things we never even knew.
Huh,
like speaking.
Really? Yes. And today we're sitting down with John Higgs from Classic Stereo in Grand Rapids, and I'm sure he's going to teach us all a lot more things that we never knew.
Well, right. And today what we want to talk with John about is whole house audio.
Mm-hmm.
John, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
Now, today we want to talk about whole house audio because that's a big thing right now.
It's huge.
Yeah. Why don't you just tell us what's out there, what the possibilities are?
Well, whole house audio is the ability to play music throughout your house, whether it's every space, that's, you know, your decision. But if you needed music in three or four rooms and you wanted to be able to control it independently, that's kind of what we're talking about, whole house audio. So if you've got a workshop space, a workout room, a family room, a kitchen, kitchens are very, very popular for music systems now.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be able to control the volume. You want to be able to control your sources. And then you want to be able to make sure that you can control the rest of the locations that you choose to put music independently.
Right. So you can play different music from different sources in the different areas if you do it a certain way?
Correct. So we carry products where you could do up to, and I think everyone should try this, up to 26 different locations and sources at different volumes at the same time.
That is
Holy
going to sound
smokes.
It's going to sound like my house with the children.
That kind of blows my mind.
Because I've got five, and they run fast, and sometimes their voices are still echoing over here when I hear them on the other side.
Uh-huh.
27?
That's the capability. 26 different
26.
Locations. But here's really the difference. So if I'm out in the garage and I want some music on out there or the ball game out there, I can control that. There can be something playing completely different music in the kitchen. There can be, you know, the music playing in different rooms of your kids, listening to their own stuff, all at the same time, all in the same system.
Okay. This sounds really expensive to me.
Not at all. And it can also all play exactly the same thing. So if we were having a dinner party or a Super Bowl party and you wanted to have the same source going, you could have everything playing the same and then adjust each volume accordingly.
So people would never miss any part of the Super Bowl. They could go from one room to the next, and they could still hear what's going on.
The Super Bowl.
That is brilliant.
The Repco Light Home Improvement Show, Betsy.
Sure.
Think big. We could be on, and you could walk to any room. We could be talking to you in the
bathroom. You know, people are walking to a different room to get away from your voice.
I know they are. So you said it's not expensive. Let's drill into that a little bit.
So really, a couple of other things, too. You can use these there with like Echo Dots and Alexa. So not only if you're a little challenged on the app side of this, once it's set up, you could just tell the system what you wanted to play.
Okay, so because I was going to ask that. In fact, let's hold off on the expense part. What are the different sources that I power this from? I'm assuming my phone. You just mentioned.
So the system that I'm referring to is a streaming system. So it rides on Wi-Fi, on the Wi-Fi of your house.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would use streaming audio services. Now, there's TuneIn, Radio by TuneIn, which is a free app that comes with the system. And that gives you all the local radio stations, AM and FM. It also gives you, I think, Police Band and allows you to go out and stream any type of streaming station. So if you wanted classical music stations, and then you would control it with your smart device, i.e. your phone or a tablet. And your volume control would be on that smart device. If we did multiple rooms on that app that controls the music system, we would select the room or rooms that we wanted to control.
Gotcha.
Wow.
We're talking with John Higgs from Classic Stereo about whole house audio. and kind of digging into all of that. And now I want to get to the question that Betsy asked earlier, and I'm very curious about, the expense. What am I looking at?
So to get started, you can go as basic as a streaming amplified speaker. All it's going to need is an AC plug-in. Mm-hmm. Those start at $149.
Okay.
So literally $149 a room could get you going. Mm-hmm. That speaker is not designed for a large room, but it works great for a bedroom, a small office, a bathroom, maybe a smaller kitchen. We can also do them in stereo pairs, so you could add to this. So
gotcha.
If you got one, you really enjoyed it in your kitchen, wanted a little more fuller sound, just add another one of those matching speakers.
Gotcha.
They also make subwoofers. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to add that low frequency, really nice for a larger room, you can get a good streaming system.
So what about a home with an existing speaker system? Can you work with those speakers?
Absolutely. So what we do, the same company makes an amplifier that's a streaming amp. So like in my house, I've got several rooms that have speakers already there.
Mm-hmm.
So I connect these amplifiers up to those rooms, label them the room that they're on the app, and then I can control them individually using the existing speakers and wiring in the house.
So let's get back to new speakers now. What are they like size-wise? Are they big and bulky?
They're about the size of a big cooler, like a beverage cooler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about maybe 8 inches tall and 4 inches wide. So they start about that size, maybe something about the size of an Alexa.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then they go in size appropriately from there. And we even have sound bars, or they're called play bar from this company, and that attaches to your TV. So not only is it a source for the better improved sound from the TV, it's also a streaming music service for that room.
Oh, so I can play the music through there.
Yeah.
Or the TV through
Correct.
There.
That's
so I can
cool.
lump it in with my home theater stuff.
And that can also be the front end of a wireless surround sound system, because the wireless speakers can be set up with that play bar at another location in the room behind you, get their subwoofer, and all of a sudden you have a wireless 5.1 streaming system.
Well, that sounds like something I want.
Imagine that, you and my dad both.
All right, so we've got this whole house audio. We can play music. What other things can we do with this? Or is that really what we're locked into? That's what it's there for.
So with the ability to put, you know, Google and Alexa on these, mm-hmm. it becomes like your Google Assistant also. So you can check sports, you can check weather, you can check traffic conditions.
From
that
anywhere
kind of thing.
In the house.
As long as
I can talk to my Google Assistant.
You
Google
got it. Yep.
Thing. If our listeners are interested, if anybody is interested, do you guys come out to the house and help them kind of figure out what's best for them, or
Absolutely.
Does it all vary?
It varies by situation. But yeah, we're more than happy to come out and do a site visit and inspection, make sure that we're getting the right products, you know, for that customer. Also, what I think we really kind of, you know, base our whole business on is that we really understand how this stuff works. We eat it, we breathe it, we live it.
Mm-hmm.
So we can answer most questions and show our customers how to get this stuff hooked up and how to optimize it. The worst part that I hear is when someone's purchased something and they're not really utilizing what they thought they were going to mm-hmm. buy, just because nobody showed them how or they didn't understand it.
John, if our listeners want to get in touch with you, how's the best way to do that?
So obviously, we'd love to have you stop by the store. We're on 28th Street, 1 mile east of I-96, in the Cascade end of 28th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can send us an email at classicstereo.us, or they can call the store at 616-301-3388. We'd be happy to help.
Excellent. John Higgs from Classic Stereo, thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, just ahead, we're going to be talking about roller covers, which actually, when I say it like that, sounds about as dry as dust.
Uh-huh.
Why would anybody come back?
Do you want to try again?
We're going to be talking about the fun aspect of, that's not helping, the fun aspect of roller covers.
No.
It's going to be good. but what comes after the roller covers is even better, because we're
yes.
going to be talking about our surprise topic. The
yes.
one that we've been hyping
uh-huh.
all day long. And I guarantee you, if you tune in and listen to that one, you are going to be contemplating all sorts of new thoughts all day long.
Right.
I promise.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned.
Helping you turn your house into your dream home. This is the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, presented by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
So, Betsy, whole house audio, is that something that you're thinking Would that be fun to you?
Is that
something that, yeah, that sounds very cool to me. I don't know if I'm a little weird about that, but I love the idea of being able to play whatever I want to play in any room as I walk through, just switch it with my phone.
Well, that's just it. You can move from one room to the next, because right now I play it through my computer and I'm stuck in that room unless I move the computer to the next room, and that's a little cumbersome.
I think I'd listen to a lot more music.
Can you imagine cleaning the house and being able to move from one room to the next having to have things in your ears?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be
great. Because I always snag the earbud cord on the drawer bolts and things like that.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, Whole House Audio. That was last segment. Yep. John Higgs from Classic Stereo. Anybody out there who's interested in what we're talking about, maybe you missed that last segment, you can find it online at repcolite.com shortly after the conclusion of this show. Check it out. Anyway, let's move on with the exciting roller cover segment.
Woohoo! Well, people just want us to hurry up and get through this segment so we can get to the next segment.
But roller covers, it is one of those things that, it doesn't sound terribly exciting, but it is one of those things that people really struggle with.
Right.
You know, they come to the store, they get their paint, and then they look at all these applicators, all the different tools out there.
Right.
And then they go to the roller cover aisle.
And there's
so
many.
And you see tons of them. When I first started at Repcolite, that was one of the most frustrating and confusing things. Why do we have what looks like 15,000 roller covers? What does each one do? Why do we have them? So that's what we want to talk about, because it's so important to get the right one.
Yeah, it's absolutely critical, in fact, to get the right one, because that's how you get a professional look when you're all done. It's going to save you a whole lot of headaches and a whole lot of time to get the right roller cover, because choosing the wrong one can really cause you some strain.
Right,
you put too much paint on, not enough paint.
You get textures.
Yep.
All of that comes from the wrong applicator. And the big thing to think about is you can buy the best paint in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really expensive, really awesome paint.
Yep.
But if you apply it with an improper tool or the wrong roller cover, it's going to look terrible, no matter how expensive the paint was.
Right.
So getting the right roller cover is essential. And there's so many different things to think about. Mm-hmm. Sizes.
Right.
All these different naps and thicknesses of the cover. All these different types of fabrics. You know, whether it's a cloth cover, whether it's a wool. There are wool covers.
Yep.
There are foam covers.
Right.
Which is the right one?
Right.
Well, we can't do all of that today.
No, because it's a lot.
But we can focus on the first aspect of it, all the different sizes.
Yes.
So let's just start with that. And let's start at the small end. There are these mini covers. You know, everybody has seen them. The brand that we carry is from Wooster, and it's a jumbo coater, which is funny.
Because it doesn't coat that
much. And it's really, really tiny. But it's a small 4-inch cover, and they're very narrow in size. And the thing about the jumbo coaters that we like is that all the different covers you can buy have matching counterparts in the regular roller covers.
Right. So that's the key. So you can go from one aspect to your job to the next without changing the cover.
Right. And that's important because the textures will stay the same and all that. So jumbo coaters are really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice to work for in small areas.
Yes.
I've done it a lot where I've got narrow pieces of trim that I'm going to paint or prime before I install. And they work great on that.
Yeah, or pieces of furniture that are fantastic for that as well. Just little small jobs. If you have a tight space, they're really good for that. And some of the covers actually have the fabric or whatever over the end, so you can roll right up against something. That's always handy.
They're really handy little tools, and you should check those out. Those are jumbo coaters.
Right. Now, there are regular 4-inch rollers out there as well. Now, these aren't quite as handy. They're the normal size around, so they don't fit in all of the tight spaces and things like that. Generally, they're used for industrial type purposes, for
just 'cause they're a little
factory
cheaper.
Work. Right. Yep.
Cheaper than the jumbo coaters. They're still 4-inch.
Right. And you can buy them singly instead of buying most of the jumbo coater covers actually come as a pack of two. So the regular 4-inch, you know, not necessarily great for trim and things like that. You can do it, but you really get a better finish with the jumbo
coaters are better.
Right.
We're talking about roller covers on the Repcolite Home Improvement Show and trying to clear up some of the confusion that's out there. And today we're focusing on just the different sizes and why you might use one or the other.
Right.
The next size up is a little bit of a weirder size yet.
Yes,
it's a 7-inch roller cover.
Yep.
People sometimes use those for like T111 siding.
Right.
You know, you brush in the grooves between the raised planks, and then maybe you use a 7-inch cover because it's almost the width of those planks.
Right.
You know, it's just nicer to work with than a shorter cover or a longer cover. Rarely do we see them used on walls.
No, not unless you're painting around light switches, receptacles, things like that. Then you might use one just to try to make the nap the same all the way around when you go back and roll with the 9-inch.
Exactly. And that brings up the 9-inch roller cover, which is the standard.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the one that pretty much everybody uses on walls, on ceilings, on exterior surfaces, interior surfaces. It's easy to work with.
Yeah.
It's not too tough to handle, and you can still control it. You know, get up close to your trim and stuff like that.
Right.
Standard cover. Moves fast. Does a good job.
Right. The next size up from that is a 14-inch, and this is becoming very popular with contractors. They love it because they can go a little bit faster with it. It's a little bit more cumbersome than the 9-inch, but not too bad. I mean, a homeowner can still use it. You do have to have a special tray that's a little bit wider to use something like this, but really, you know, puts paint on the wall quite fast, and that's a nice thing.
That's the 14-inch. Mm-hmm. The last major size of roller cover is an 18-inch cover.
Which is huge.
Huge, generally used by contractors.
Yes.
And it's generally used to back roll after you've sprayed.
Mm-hmm.
When contractors work in a home or a new home, let's say, they'll spray primer on, they'll spray paint on, and then somebody comes behind and back rolls everything.
Right.
And they'll use these 18-inch covers because they can really move. But it is heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You need special roller extension poles. Yep. You need special frames. You need special trays to work out of if you're going to do that. And because of the frame, the way it's configured, you can't get up close to a surface. You're like 2 inches away from corners and things like that. So you do need to remember that when you're working.
Right.
So generally, these are contractor type things, unless you're doing a floor.
Yes.
Perfect for a garage floor or a basement floor.
Absolutely. Now, there are many other things that are encompassed in roller covers. We just talked about the sizes today. So if you have questions about anything beyond the sizes, you know, naps, what would be perfect for your job, stop out at any Repco Light or Port City Paints, and we will hook you up with exactly the right cover for the project that you're doing. We always want you to have the right tools to go with your paint.
All right. When we come back, it's the segment that I have been waiting for nearly 41 weeks.
Yes, we know.
I am so excited for this. I finally feel comfortable talking about it, and we'll tell you what it is when we come back. And you're going to want to come back.
Yes, you are.
Stay tuned.
If you want to take your DIY skills up a rung, the Repco Light Home Improvement Show is here to give you a boost on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, welcome back to everybody excited for this fourth segment. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. You know they've been impatiently waiting.
They have. And so let's just get going. We're in the studio with Mark DeVisser from The Plumber Is Here. And we're excited to talk about something very unique and interesting, at least to me.
Yes.
Mark, thanks for being here.
You bet.
Now, I'm going to confess that I'm a little nervous about this topic.
That's because you're not grown up enough to talk about this.
I am trying to be grown up enough, Betsy. Uh-huh. I am concerned.
Well, I can see the smirk on your face already.
Well, every time I pitched this idea to other people, their response was, you're kidding, right? You're going to talk about that? But I think there's value in this. There is a reason to talk about it. And Mark, I know you're open to it. So what we want to talk about, everybody who's waiting on the edge of their seat, which is a funny way to say it. We want to talk about bidets, right?
You bet.
Now, is this something that people should have? Or is this just one of those really weird European things that we don't
Everybody
want
in Europe swears by them.
Everybody in America should have a bidet.
Well, I like where this is going. Mark's invested in this topic.
Uh-huh.
So everybody in America should.
That's true.
All right. Why?
Okay. The first thing I want to say that our listeners need to understand is when most people think of a bidet, they think that there's a toilet setting in the bathroom, and next to it, there's another thing that looks like a toilet that's a bidet. That's the way
it
started.
That's what I was picturing.
Nowadays, they have what's called a toilet seat bidet, and it goes on your regular toilet under the seat, let's say, and it fits on any toilet. And you don't need two different items anymore. You just put it on under the seat, you hook it up to the water, and there it is.
Do I need extra hookups?
Not really.
Okay.
If you want to use warm water, which is very nice, you can get a toilet seat bidet with warm water, with a heated seat.
And cup holders.
air dry.
Whoa.
So you don't have to use toilet paper at all.
Wow.
Air dry.
Warm air dry. Yes.
I can see the gears turning over there.
Well, but you need power behind it.
Well, that makes sense. But is there a wand? A drying wand? I don't know what you would call it. Or does it blow
You don't
from
ever
the seat?
Leave your position on the seat. You
I don't
Is it like
move.
A fan?
I don't like wanna a hair dryer, I guess.
Okay.
They're
it's
very fancy
burn.
And they're very nice.
So it's a contraption that I put with the seat that I have already. I don't have to buy a new seat.
Correct.
Because I've seen them where there's actually this big old seat with all kinds of buttons. It looks like something from a spaceship.
Right. You can find a bidet that comes all in one with a seat, probably has a heated seat. Sometimes they're even motion. When you walk up to it, the seat will actually open for you.
So it's like space
age. It's got air dry. It's got a remote that mounts on the wall. You can go...
Wait a minute. A remote that mounts on the wall?
Sure.
What do I do with the remote?
You can adjust volumes. You can...
Volumes like the sound? Like, does it have a radio?
No, like amounts of water.
Oh, volumes of water.
Yeah.
It's like a car wash.
It is a pretty fancy thing.
Okay. But that's not exactly what you're talking about. That's something.
It's another option. There's many options.
What are you
out there
talking about?
I'm talking about the very simple bidet that is a toilet seat bidet. It just goes underneath your seat.
It just kind of sits in the back, out of the way.
Yeah, you don't really even see it too much.
Okay, but when you need it, it moves, or it just does.
Well, there's a dial, so you turn it on to adjust the water pressure.
Okay. So yeah. I can adjust the pressure.
Yes, you can.
So you won't get blown into next week.
Is that necessary?
Well, you do want to be careful with certain bidets because it is a very fine stream.
How much pressure could you shoot?
Well, some areas might have between 50 and 80 pounds of pressure. So.
That's why you're laughing.
That's why I'm laughing. Yeah.
So it's like power washing.
Yeah. You do. You do want to use it wisely.
Okay. So you do want to adjust that.
Yeah.
All right. So then a little shoots.
I think the more expensive ones have a lot of different varieties and adjustments, and I don't think they'll spray that hard.
Okay.
So if you don't adjust this correctly, and someone goes in and, you know, pushes the button while no one's sitting on it, you're going to have a really big mess.
Well, it will spray water across the room.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a squirt gun fight.
I want a remote so that when somebody's there, you can just hit a button.
It sprays them in the face.
I know many kids who have called one of their friends into the room and kind of said, hey, stand over here. And then they reach down and turn it on and squirt it.
Oh, you would do that.
I would do that. Yeah, we're sitting in the studio. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but we're here with Mark DeVisser from The Plumber Is Here on the Repcolite Home Improvement Show talking about bidets. And Mark, I appreciate the fact that you've kept this very, very professional.
I'm trying.
Level. Yeah.
He's doing a better job than you.
I know. But I want to go back to the cold water one for a minute.
Okay.
I shouldn't call it a cold water. It's just not heated.
I guess so.
Okay.
So it's probably 50 degrees, like Mark said in a previous segment, where
is it more like
it's coming in.
Torture? Then?
No.
Or it's not uncomfortably
I'm going to really step out here, guys.
Okay.
And say that in the summer, when it's really hot out,
it's really refreshing.
Really, really refreshing. In the winter, when the water in Holland coming from the lake can be very, very cold. I've seen it down as low as 39 degrees.
It's a wake-up call.
It could be a little bit of a wake-up
call,
I suppose.
Don't use it in the middle of the night.
Okay. All right. So you get a mixed bag there.
Right. Exactly.
In the summer, it's just like a trip to the pool.
Better go to the heated.
For under $100, you could install one yourself.
Oh, that's
easily.
My price range.
Everyone else can except Dan, because I don't know that you have the ability.
Let's just say for under a couple $100, you could probably get a plumber out to put a very basic one on.
All right. Mark, you still keep coming back, though, to the statement that every household in America should have one. You haven't made the case to me yet. Why do I need one? Remember, we're keeping this informational and professional.
It's a matter of personal hygiene.
Well, that's a good way to put it.
So here's what I say. Mm-hmm. If you were walking through your kitchen and you slipped and you fell and your arm fell into something that the dog left on the floor, let's call it.
Like potty?
Waste. Okay. Yeah, let's call it waste.
Okay, yeah, that's better than
potty. Would you go to the bathroom and take some toilet paper and wipe it off your arm and call it good?
Oh, no. I would have to take a shower.
I would.
There's
the point.
Exactly.
On some soap.
I had one person who used to call a bidet a short shower.
Gotcha.
It was a funny thing.
Gotcha.
But you're washing your body with water.
It's better than
toilet paper.
Okay.
I've installed hundreds of bidets. I don't think I've installed thousands, but out of all of them that I've done, I've only had one or two people come back and say, you know, this is just not for us. And on the other side, it's a huge rave. I mean, I know people personally who've had hemorrhoids their entire life and have never had one since they used a bidet.
Is that something we can talk about?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's a medical thing that people deal with, and if they can prevent it, I think that's worth it.
And I think it's really common
sense. I said that with a straight face.
I mean, if you're having issues
yes.
and you're not cleaning your body properly,
yes. Yes.
Right.
then they might be worse.
The look on Dan's face. I wish that we had video in here.
I'm not.
Because
this would
he's
be a good one to do live on video.
I know, yes. I know. I've never... That you guys just both said that word so fluidly, and I've never said that word out loud. Ever.
And neither of us cracked the smile,
no,
and we did it.
You are so grown up, and I am such a child. But I'm going to bring this, as we wrap it up, to a very grown-up level.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Mark first talked to us about this, we laughed and laughed, you know, months and months
yes,
ago.
Yes, we did.
But as funny as it was,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that really jumped out at me as a very serious and very reasonable reason
mm-hmm.
to put a bidet in is when you talked about people who've been injured or they've hurt an arm or both arms, they're in the hospital and they can't come home unless they can clean themselves. And so they're stuck in the hospital. You were saying how a bidet is a good solution.
Right. I have a person I know who broke their back and they were not allowed to go home until they could prove that they could use the bathroom in an appropriate manner, which means you have to be able to clean yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They had to prove it. Was this like a panel of judges?
It was
clipboards?
My understanding that they were able to send a picture to the doctor to say he can clean and dry himself
mm-hmm.
really?
Properly.
They had to do that?
Because he didn't have anybody living with him.
Oh, I'm stunned. A picture?
Well, you have to prove
you
it.
Have
so
to be
either
able
somebody
to...
comes in with you or you get to send a picture. Which would you prefer?
You have to be able to clean your body
yeah, right.
properly
guys,
in
I'm
order
tracking
to go
with
home.
You. I'm still stuck on the picture.
That was my understanding
okay,
when
maybe
this
that's
incident
wrong.
Happened.
Maybe that's wrong.
They had to prove it to the doctor that he was capable of taking care of himself.
But what
himself.
About having a bidet? Would that have
well,
alleviated?
Well, the whole idea was now he can use the bathroom by himself without assistance.
And that's the thing.
That is the thing.
I don't want to take pictures. I don't want a panel of judges determining if I'm ready. And I don't want an assistant.
Well,
and
that's
I don't
just embarrassing.
Want to be an assistant either. A bidet will remove all of those terrible things.
All of those uncomfortable
from
factors.
My life. Right? That's what you're saying. If I install bidets for all my loved ones, I am no longer necessary as an assistant.
There's a very good point.
And if I have one, I'm in no longer need of assistance.
Your children won't have to help you. Children, you are in luck.
Exactly.
That, right. And as funny as that all sounds.
It's very serious.
To me, that is a very good reason to have one because that is mm-hmm. so humiliating.
It's a great thing even without the physical need.
All right, Mark. If our listeners are convinced and they want to get a bidet put in their home, how's the best way to get a hold of you?
Plumbershere.com.
Easy enough.
Easy
Plumbershere.com. Check them out on Facebook. Mark DeVisser, thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Glad to be here, guys. Thanks.
Well, that's it. The bidet segment is over.
Aww.
And so is another episode of the Repcolite Home Improvement Show. You can find all of our past episodes online at repcolite.com. Check them out.
Also, be sure that you're following us on Facebook and check out your feed today because we're going to be broadcasting live very periodically from the Remodeling a New Home Show at DeVos Place. Or even better yet, stop out and say hi to us. We always like visitors.
That would be fun. We'd uh-huh. love to do that. Unless you've got negative criticisms,
then we
stop
don't
by another booth. Anyway, yeah. whatever you do today, make sure paint is a part of it. It's just going to make you feel better. Stop out at any Repcolite or Port City paint store. We're open till 3 this afternoon. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. Remember, if you're about to lose your DIY sanity, we can help you fix that crazy.
And help you make sure that you're safely and effectively cleaning up.
Oh, wait.
No, you did not. You got to let me finish because you think I'm going to talk about bidets.
Yes.
I'm going to say cleaning up any kind of lead paint situation that you've got in your home. We'll help you make sure that you do it the right way.
Wow.
Yeah. You got to grow up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening.